In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York City. So Google parent Alphabet Inc. is relaunching Glass. Remember that? It's head-worn computer. It will target corporate customers after its initial version flopped because of a barrage of privacy concerns, which we'll get to. The new version is called Glass Enterprise Edition, and the glassy new device is being tested in about 50 companies, including Boeing and GE. Let's get the latest. Joining us now via Skype from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
So can we do a quick post-mortem on the last batch of Google Glassware? What exactly went wrong? Why didn't it work the first time?
Well, so there was one of the biggest issues there was that there was a huge concern about privacy. You couldn't tell if somebody was actually going to be recording you. So, you know, you could be in a public place and maybe people are looking at you through their Google Glass and actually recording you, but there was no light or anything to actually monitor that. And then there were just some other complaints around it regarding, you know, how do I actually use this in my everyday life and some other factors like that.
So now Google sets the reset button. This time it's targeting corporate customers, not general consumers. What's the latest with their game plan?
Right. Well, so they've introduced a new version of their device. So it's actually called the Glass Enterprise Edition, and will be targeting, as you said, companies. They already have about 50 companies testing it, including Boeing, General Electric, and Volkswagen. So they've already gotten this out there. They've been using it. It's for people who are using their hands, who are working in the field, who, you know, need to see something, instructions or something, through this new glass technology that frees up their hands. They used to be looking through some kind of manual or something, and now they can just look, see it on their screen as they're working.
And they can also broadcast as well, is that right?
Right. So then, you know, perhaps you want to show somebody back at headquarters or something like that what you're actually seeing, so they could help you fix something. So it'll also allow you to video stream, and now they've actually changed it so that a light does come on and show that you are video streaming.
And have they upgraded the design and the tech since the last time we've seen these?
Basically, they've upgraded these glasses to have better processing power, to have longer battery life, and to include some different functions. They're going to be sold now through glass providers versus Google directly, and that will allow you to actually customize them with the kind of software that you need as a business to use this, you know, on a warehouse floor, in a medical situation, or however you end up using it.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Google's new version of its head-worn computer called Glass Enterprise Edition. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. You know, they've been testing this out, obviously, for some time. How are employees taking to this? Do we know how it's been working out?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Google cited several examples of companies that are using it right now. One of them is DHL, which has seen a big improvement in efficiency, they said. They've been using it out on the warehouse floor. So if you order something online, usually there will be some warehouse workers who go out and actually pick and pack that order and then send it to you. And so they're able to use the glass device to actually show the workers where to go, where to pick the items, and where to put them. So it really speeds up the process.
All right, let's see what happens this time. Laura Stevens, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more, you can head to WSJ.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York City, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.